You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, time for Santa Key. We're going to get to pick one of the stockings on the 710 ESPN chimney here. There is a Keyshawn stocking. There's a Greeny stocking. There's a Max stocking, Mason in Ireland. Myself in LZ. Kaplan, playoff Sliwa. And David Gomez of Whittier is here. He is our seventh caller and our winner. So, David, congratulations, number one, on trying to win.
Fantastic. Hey, thank
you. Okay.
Congratulations.
So David, you have all these different stockings you can pick from. As I mentioned earlier, there's a Keyshawn, a Greeny, a Max, a Mason in Ireland, ourself, playoff Sliwa, or Kaplan. Which stocking do you want to pick?
Well, I'm going to have to keep it in L.A., and I'm going to go with the sleeper in playoff Sliwa.
Okay, playoff Sliwa.
All
hit
right,
it.
Nice.
So there you got it, David. Congratulations,
whoa, whoa,
man.
Hey. Thank you so much. Pleasure, LZ and Georgie.
All right, brother. That's Have a happy holidays, okay? And congratulations.
Yeah, you two guys. Thank you, man.
All right, thanks. There he is. So there's David Gomez in Whittier. There we go. Another satisfied customer. And don't forget.
He called you Georgie, by the way.
He did. That's fine. All my friends have called me that and my family throughout the years, so it's fine.
Am I not your friend? I've never
I mean, you
Georgie.
Can call me Georgie if you want. It doesn't
I don't
difference.
Want a hand-me-down nickname. I need to create
No, no, no. Yeah. I mean, Jorgito is Well, that just that like was like my grandma yelling at me. Like, it just brings back bad memories, you know?
The itos and itas in the Latino is not a good thing. I hate
yeah, it's always
it.
Bad. It means something bad is happening. If they're screaming your name and they end in Laurita or Jorgito, like, you know you're in trouble.
So itos are bad?
Yep. It's not necessarily because it's
I had a
means,
boyfriend
like,
that used to call me El Zito all the time. He trying to tell me he was cursing me out the whole time?
I mean, I don't know what your relationship was like, but...
Well, we're not together, so that should tell you something.
Maybe. There you go. So maybe that is something.
El Zito!
Yeah. I just always... See, it just... It, my recollection is always my grandma, and it was usually bad. You know what I'm saying? So... Whereas, like, my sister and my, you know, my cousins, they would all just call me Georgie, and it was just easier, right? And my friends growing up. But, yeah, you could call me whatever you'd like, LZ. You are part of the family here. So
I'm going to figure some stuff out.
Yeah. So we've got a couple of things, okay? We've been talking about this Giannis thing. So I've kind of come around on this during the break a little bit, okay? Laura, I sent you this thing. Let me know if you've loaded that already, okay? Because we were talking about Giannis, and if you didn't hear what we were talking about earlier, Giannis was talking to Greek media, and he said these things, okay? He said, if LeBron, KD, or AD want to join me in Milwaukee, I will be happy. I don't care about being number one, two, or three, okay? Then he added, Kobe told me to sacrifice if I want to win and be great. LeBron is the best in the world. MVP is another story. I can tell that he is the best and my idol. He is 17 years in the league, okay? Now, granted, we are parsing things from this interview in Greek that none of us can read, okay? We are relying on this journalist from Greece to translate this in English.
Speak for yourself, George. I love feta cheese.
So... hopefully, in this interview, he's talking about bets where he's having to give people souvlaki. Like, I don't know anything that's happening here. However, Laura, let me know when that thing is ready that I sent you. Because I do remember you and I, LZ, months ago, that Giannis was doing an interview about Thanasis, I think. I don't. One of the brothers, Kostas Thanasis. I don't know. And was the young lady asked him from USA Today at some promotional event about teaming up with his brothers, and we've got that clip. We've got that clip isolated. Okay, and I want people to hear this before we get to the Ramona part of this equation. Okay, here's what Giannis said during that interview.
And I'm 100% sure my mom would love that. But if we could, like, team up in a team, walk LA, whatever, that'd be awesome. But if we could like team up in a team and walk LA, whatever, that'd be awesome.
I mean, he said LA a lot there, it felt like.
He did.
I'm just saying. So in the commercial break, as we were talking, because I'm like, we're making too much of this. We don't even know what the hell's happening here. And he did say them coming to Milwaukee. But then I thought of that interview from a few months ago. And I'm like, maybe there is something to this. Like, maybe there is a chance, man, that Giannis comes to L.A.
Man, let me tell you something, dog. Where am I from originally?
Detroit.
What's the weather like in Detroit?
Cold as hell.
Cold. We're not landlocked because we're blessed to be surrounded by the Great Lakes. And for those who've never been to the Great Lakes, from the beach shore, they're basically oceans. Like, I know from the satellite view, you can tell the difference. But from the beach shore, they're huge.
And are they great is my question.
They are very great. And they're fresh water, which is very important as the resources become more and more dire.
Yeah.
That's a different conversation, a totally different podcast. The point being is this. I know the area from where Giannis is because I lived in the Midwest.
Right.
And then I took my ass somewhere warm.
Right.
And I was like, oh, you mean there are choices? And once you discover there are choices, George, the world changes. You don't understand this because you're originally from Florida.
Right.
So you only knew warm weather and beauty and all of that.
Yeah, you merely adopted the warm weather. I was born in it, as Bane once said.
Exactly.
Yes.
Giannis is from a part of the world that leans more towards South Beach than it does the industrial cold grayness of a Milwaukee.
Right.
And once you reach a point in your life as an adult where you can actually choose where you prefer to live, between those two choices, you're not going to go to a cold, gray environment that you didn't grow up in. You're going to gravitate towards what you knew. And even if you grew up in a cold, gray environment like I did, once you've been exposed to something climatically better, if that's a phrase, I'm not quite sure. I think I might have made it up. I don't know. You really don't want to go back to being cold. So when I look at Giannis, and I'm not oversimplifying this, this is a lifestyle choice as much as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you, if you had a choice, not go to a warm climate, make money, and win, as opposed to being in a cold climate, make money, and maybe win? Like, it's pretty clear to me, based upon who he is, where he is in his life, and the sort of teams that are interested in him, that he's probably going to leave. And if I were Milwaukee, I would trade him so that he doesn't leave and I don't get anything.
Right. Right. I would too. But these owners are dumb. Let's face it. Right?
I mean, dumb, stubborn, which is still a brand of dumb, but it's a reasoned brand of dumb, but still dumb, being selfish and arrogant and thinking that you can convince someone, you know, who vacations in the Mediterranean, that spending 5 months out of the playoff or the playing career in the cold is a good thing. I guess you can try and pretend like that, or you can be rational and ask yourself, if you were 25 and in your physical prime and owned a league and, you know, every single city that had a franchise wanted you, would you stay in Milwaukee, which is not even a large city?
No, I wouldn't.
It's a known city, but it's a star.
Yeah,
of course not.
I would.
So why are we doing this game?
Yeah, I think it's silly. I agree. I think eventually he moves on. It's a matter of where. So Ramona yesterday had some thoughts on the Lakers' options, whether it's Giannis or some other guys that could be on the market. Some guys that the Lakers have chased before, LZ. We'll have that on the other side. Plus, were the Rams really considering benching Jared Goff? All that coming up in 3.5 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. We have a schedule leak. We'll get to that in a second. But real quick, an NBA schedule leak, obviously. So before we move on, so we talked a lot about Giannis, right? And I want to finish that conversation up. So Momo was on with Mason in Ireland yesterday, I believe, or maybe 2 days ago, and said this. But she was talking about the Lakers' options, right? Like, everyone's talking about Lakers and Giannis, like we just did, right, for the last 20, 30 minutes or so.
Yep.
But Momo's like, don't just focus on Giannis. There are some guys that the Lakers have discussed before and adding before to this roster that could be on their radar. Hit it, Laura.
You know, the Lakers, if you look at what they've done, they have positioned themselves to have cap space next year. They have cap space. And Giannis isn't the only potential free agent. Well, I don't know, Kawhi, Paul George. Here's what I think you should be thinking when you look at the Lakers' long-term plan.
Okay, tell me what I should be thinking.
That Rob Pelinka guy, okay, yep. I'm not going to say he's light years ahead or anything. I'm just saying he's looking ahead.
Yep.
And if you were the Lakers and you were team building, you would look at Anthony Davis as the next star you need to build around.
Your cornerstone,
which means
yes.
It's nice for him to have LeBron this year and next year, but he needs a younger star to play with going forward. And that's where, whether it's this summer or the summer after that, you have to put yourself in position either by trade or by free agency to acquire a younger star to team with Anthony Davis in the future so that the handoff from LeBron to AD is seamless.
So what do you think, LZ? If it's not Giannis, Kawhi, Paul George?
I like Kawhi. I definitely
you
like
hate
Kawhi.
Paul George.
I don't hate Paul George. I just know what that is.
Yeah.
I know I know what that is, and I know what that is because he's shown us repeatedly what that is. So I don't hate him. It's just I just know what that is, and I know that's not really something that we need on the Lakers team.
Right.
But Kawhi is a different conversation, and I think he will be a fantastic matchup with Anthony Davis. I was going to say when and if. I guess it's not an if. LeBron has to retire at some point. It's just the when is so far away, it makes it closer to the if. That's the reason why I'm going to say when and if LeBron retires. But you need someone who one, is proven, and Paul George is talented, but he's not proven. And you also need someone who is able to do things that Anthony Davis may not be great at right now, so that there are no large weaknesses. And I think that person is closer to Kawhi than it is Paul George.
Okay. Like, I'm with you. I do think that he makes more sense. Like, obviously, Kawhi would be the guy, and it would be tremendous. Could you imagine if Kawhi left
great.
The Clippers to go to the Lakers? Like, the type of insanity that would ensue would be ridiculous after that. Like, you couldn't write a better script. And we live in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Like, we live in L.A. Like, that would be, like, the ultimate betrayal of all sorts.
But that's the old school. You know, these guys now, they're looking at teams and they're looking at their careers, and not just the NBA, but the NFL as well. Baseball, they're looking at this the way that actors look at doing movies, or the way that, you know, rappers or singers look at recording tracks. You know, the old school, we got beef, we're never working together sort of thing. Mm-hmm. That was great in the 80s and 90s and even into the 2000s, but guys just don't function like that anymore.
Right.
They're more like the way you see with actors where, you know, if there's a great director that's making a project, even if you never worked with them before, you tend to work with somebody else, you're going to be into the project. And the,
right.
And when you look at, you know, Kawhi, you know, he's not looking at the Lakers the way that you would maybe in the 80s or 90s. He's looking at it through this prism, which is they're another entity that is looking to produce this type of content. And I'm interested in the content they want to produce. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I get it. It's a lot different than the way that boomers and Gen Xers and, you know, the greatest generation and all those other generations grew up. But the generation that's defining the work community today, they're nimble. They're not expecting you to give them a watch after 50 years. And that's true in the general workforce, and that's true in sports too.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. I get all of that. I get what you're saying. But I do think it's going to be fascinating just to see how this plays out, because the Clippers are playing with fire this year. Both guys could be gone at the end of this season, and it can change a lot of things.
Serge can be gone too, can he?
Well, right. Yeah, Serge can be gone too. Right. So their best three players on the roster at the moment could all be gone.
That's messed up, dog.
Yeah, yeah. It could be bad.
That could be real bad.
Yeah, yeah. It could be really, really bad for sure. So there's plenty of stuff that I want to get to, but it feels like there's a lot of things coming to us at the same time. So coming up next in the next segment, we're going to have the schedule leak. We've got that coming up here in a second. We'll tell you who the Lakers are playing. We'll tell you who the Lakers.
You call them
the
Lakers?
Yeah, the Lakers. I call them the Lakers almost. After I said Lakers, I meant to say Clippers. The Lakers and the Clippers will be playing. So we have that for you. But real quick, before we move on, I do have to tease that the Jared Goff thing that we talked about yesterday, LZ, has reached a different level. Now, I'm not saying that the media covering the Rams were listening to us, but they asked Sean McVay a specific question that I think was led down the path by you and me. So we'll have that coming up. We'll have the NBA schedule release, because we've got the Christmas slate with the Lakers and the Clippers games to relay to you.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Sedano and LZ with you here. So, LZ, we've got the schedule release, a tentative schedule Woj bomb from Adrian Wojnarowski.
Yep.
So, here's the schedule. You ready?
I'm listening.
Noon Eastern, so 9 a.m. Pacific. Breakfast with Zion at the Heat. How do you feel about that matchup?
I'm okay with it. I'm okay. Yeah. Okay with it. It's not great, but it's okay.
I'm a little disappointed that the early game will be in Miami, because it's like, I feel like they're the Eastern Conference champs. They probably deserve a better time slot than that. So that's
maybe
disappointing.
Maybe Jimmy just wanted to get back to the house.
Maybe. Then you've got Warriors at Bucks.
Yeah, that's trash.
At 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific. I don't love that matchup.
It's trash.
Because the matchup I wanted was the Warriors and Nets, because I wanted KD playing as the Warriors. So the Nets are on the schedule next at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, at the Celtics. And my problem with this is this. If you had the Warriors already going east, why not have them in Brooklyn that day?
I know. This is why I'm like – and on top of that, it's like after Klay's injury – now, granted, we don't know what the Warriors are going to be, but we know where they're not going to be, which is championship favorites.
Right, so, but this could be like game two for them. So we don't know how good or bad they're going to be. So if you're going to have them on, it's smart to have them on, and here's why. Steph Curry is number two behind LeBron when it comes to metrics on television. There is no question, and there is a steep drop-off, by the way, from 2 to 3, okay? Mm-hmm. There is a gap, not a sizable one, but a gap as far as LeBron being on your screen and Steph being on your screen, okay? There is a small gap between those two, okay, in regards to television viewing. And then it drops off precipitously. So maybe what the idea is, the Bucks are not a great television draw, so we're going to have them play against the Warriors where we know Steph will be there. I'm thinking too much. I don't love the matchup. I would have rather them played the Nets. I think that's a sexier matchup. I think we agree. But I guess I can kind of convince myself as to why they did that.
If they had swapped the Bucks and the Nets, I would not be upset.
Right, because if the Celtics played the Bucks, who cares? Celtics. Right?
Right. It'd be a good game. It's the other thing.
Right.
I would much rather have two teams that are trying to figure out who they are, the Warriors and the Nets, face each other, as opposed to those two teams face established teams like the Bucks and the Celtics when they don't even know who they are. And this is the second game of the season.
Right. So the Nets are playing the Celtics, I mentioned, at 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 Pacific. That's the third game. Then we get to the Lakers. And this one,
It's pure trash.
I don't love it at all, but I mean, I guess I sort of get it. It's Mavericks at Lakers at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific at Staples. And Luka Doncic is probably going to be, he's definitely an MVP candidate already, right? Like right out of the gate. And if I were betting on someone to win the MVP, I would probably bet on Luka, because I think LeBron and AD will cancel each other out a little bit in regards to voting.
I
don't think Giannis is winning a third in a row. So, and, you know, unless KD could come out and, you know, blow the doors off of people. But Luka's going to be in that conversation. Mm-hmm. But so I get you want to elevate Luka by playing him against LeBron and the Lakers. But I just don't love the matchup.
That team is not worthy of facing a championship team on Christmas Day.
Not in prime time. Because the two best slots on Christmas Day are games 3 and 4. 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 Pacific, and 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Right. And the Mavericks are slotted in a prime spot solely because of, you know, popular reasons, maybe, but has nothing to do with actual basketball and the quality of the game.
Yeah.
Like, if you had told me Clippers, Lakers, 8 p.m. Eastern on Christmas Day, I'm not going no damn where.
Right.
My whole day is planned on that game. You're telling me Mavericks, Lakers, I could miss the first quarter and drink some eggnog and hang out with the family. I'm just being real with you. Clippers, Lakers, I don't want to miss a second. Mavericks, I'm like, all right, well, you know, okay. I'll stay in touch, obviously, and it's what we're supposed to be doing. But as a basketball fan, when I look at those four teams, Mavericks, Lakers, and then the late game is Clippers, Nuggets, you could have told me Lakers, Clippers. You could have told me Lakers, Nuggets. I would have been all in. You tell me Lakers, Mavericks, and I'm just like, all right, but they won like one game in the postseason, right?
Yeah. It was a great game.
Yeah, it took
a last-minute
shot.
They won two. Yeah, but that one was really fun.
The one had the last-minute shot, and it was great.
Yeah,
but
it was great.
But come on.
Yeah. So, and then the last game is Clippers at Nuggets, and I get that one. Like, I don't have an issue with that one. I actually called that one. So, I originally want, and I told you, we talked about this on
that
the show.
That one should be earlier, by the way.
Clippers at Nuggets. Last game, because you need a West Coast game in the last game.
Should be earlier.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, so I got 9 out of the 10 teams right. I thought the Sixers would be involved on Christmas, and they weren't.
Sixers should be involved.
Yeah.
I guess you can't put Houston involved because you don't really know what that's going to be.
Right. You don't know what that's going to look like. Right. Yeah. But I had the Sixers in the mix. I had them playing the Celtics because I figured out, you know, old school Eastern Conference rivalry, whatever. But so that's the Christmas slate. If you don't know what it is, here are the five games. We have that. And by the way, the schedule release is coming out this week. Perhaps tomorrow, even, we will have an idea of who the Lakers and Clippers will be playing, at least early on in the season, that first week or so. So here's the Christmas slate. Pelicans, Heat, Warriors, Bucks, Nets, Celtics, Mavericks, Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets, and, of course, all your Laker games right here on 710 ESPN. And Momo will be on with us, LZ, tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour. So we'll talk to her about all this schedule stuff and this Giannis stuff and this Kawhi stuff that she was talking to Mason about, right? Like, we'll talk to her about all those things tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour. But before we go to break, and I gotta bring up the Rams here in a second, but real quick, I just want to let people know, don't miss Disney's new movie. It's called Safety. And it's inspired by a true story of the Clemson football safety, Ray McElrath Bay. It's streaming right now, it starts streaming on December 11th on Disney Plus, exclusively on Disney Plus on December 11th. It's based on an inspirational true story, a brilliant story told about brotherhood on and off the field. Again, it's called Safety on Disney Plus. If you love football, it's a true story, pretty awesome stuff. Check it out beginning December 11th. So, speaking of football, you know, we talked a lot about Jared Goff yesterday, okay? We talked a lot about, I even brought up, like, if you're the Rams, you know, this offseason, Sam Darnold may be available because the Jets are going to draft a quarterback. You brought up even cheaper that Josh Rosen may be available, at least you kick the tires on a good backup, right? Yeah. And young guys that you can groom. So we were talking about that yesterday, and apparently Sean McVay, the Rams media, they're cold, man. They took this a step further. Forget about next year. They were asking about Goff's head this year. Listen to this.
When Jared's having a tough time like he had in Miami, like he had yesterday, at any point during those games, do you consider putting him on the bench, if not for a series or the rest of the game?
You know, if I thought it was going to be the best thing to just take a deep breath and step away, then I'd say, you know, maybe, but not in either of those situations, because both of those reflected, you know, kind of having an opportunity where there was enough plays made to get back in it. Yesterday, that was never part of the consideration, nor was it really for Miami, to answer your question.
So that's our girl Lindsay theory. Lindsay cold, man. Don't be messing with Lindsay. She will slice you.
But it's a good question.
It is a great question.
You know, if when you see your QB is literally squandering your game plan and the defense's effort, and this is a critical game, why be loyal? Unless you don't feel your backup can do anything differently, which I get, but it's a good question to ask, because if they win that game, they still second place in the NFC. That was an important game. And honestly, all of these games are important. We're in position to be in the postseason, George. It's not a lock. It's not a lock. It's tough out there. You think Pimps got it hard? Try making it in the postseason in the NFC West.
It's hard out here being a pimp. It is hard out here being a pimp. And it's hard out here in the NFC West. But you're right. It's not a lock. Like, they're in playoff position right now. But we still got five more games left.
Right. And their five games, that's true. The schedule is bonkers.
Yeah.
They got Arizona twice still.
Right. And by the way, meanwhile, the Seahawks have the easiest schedule left.
See? Like, these games matter. That last second loss to Buffalo matters.
Mm-hmm.
The way that we turn the ball over against Miami matters.
Mm-hmm.
What happened against the 49ers matters. So it's like I have all the faith in the world in Sean McVay and Les Snead, and that defense that we have is a Super Bowl caliber defense. But if Jared Goff, it's going to go through one of his games where he's just going to turn the ball over three or four times, Sean needs to consider benching him for a little bit, because he has to protect the ultimate prize, which isn't Jared Goff's fragile ego, if it is fragile, but it's trying to get in position to be in the postseason and win a Super Bowl.
Right, right. You can't be worried about that stuff. And it doesn't sound like he is, but I do think it needs, to your point, if he does believe it's going to help, then you got to do it. Now, clearly, maybe that's a sign that he doesn't think Jared would react to it that well.
Maybe. And, you know, Jared has shown a propensity to be very tough in difficult situations. But through those difficult situations, the obstacles are already always external. This will be an internal one, and we're not quite sure how he is about handling internal obstacles, internal pressure. We know he can handle external,
right,
in terms of managing environments and things of that nature and disappointment. But if internally they're starting to question you, how does he bounce back from that?
Well, we'll have to figure that out and kind of see how it plays out. All right, coming up next, our girl Allie Clifton from Spectrum Sports, her road tripping podcast with her, Channing Frye, and our pal Richard Jefferson, had LeBron on yesterday. And it's going to air on Spectrum Sports tonight at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk to Allie about her conversation with LeBron. Stick around for that. We're back in 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. LZ, I've got a question for you. This has been something that we posted on social today. We asked Kirk Morrison. Without saying your age, what is something you remember from your childhood that a younger person would not understand right now?
You better have your ass in the house before the streetlights come on. that is it.
Really? I feel like that still happens, though, doesn't it?
Are kids playing outside?
Well, I guess. I don't know.
Are kids playing outside?
I mean, my kids are playing in the yard, but I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
That phrase growing up for a certain population of Gen Xers and before,
yeah.
When mama said, you better have your ass home before the streetlights come on,
right.
That is not a phrase I've ever uttered to my son because he never was outside long enough for me to even think about saying that phrase.
Greg, do your kids play outside?
Yeah, they do, and I actually push them outside. I tell them to turn all their electronics off.
Oh, I see.
Go outside and go play.
Yeah, so Elsie's right. Kids don't play enough outside. Yeah. Okay. That's fair. I would just say payphones. Like, imagine trying to explain to someone who is under 20 years old that there was a phone that were used publicly in a booth in some cases that we all shared. Think about this now during a pandemic, right?
Ew.
That we all put to our ear and we had to stick a quarter in it to call someone.
Ew. Everybody used those payphones, dog. I used to clean mine off, but I never brought any hand sanitizer.
No, we didn't have hand sanitizer. You'd do it with your sleeve or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about how ridiculous. Like, think about explaining that to a kid at this stage of the game. Like, it'd be weird. Laura, what do you have? Do you have any of them?
Floppy disks.
Ooh.
Floppy disks.
Mm-hmm.
Floppy disks was a thing. We used to have to save something on a floppy disk. You would actually put it into
actually,
a hard drive.
Just hardware, period, right? Or software, period.
Like, right. It's like... Right. Right. I have a computer in front of me, a Mac that I was complaining about earlier, and there is no portal to put anything in. Right.
Exactly.
It's just USB stuff. Yeah. Like that. That's it. That is a good one. Greg, do you have one?
I do. Pager with pager codes.
Ooh, pager and pager codes. Yeah. 143 means I love you, right?
Right. Exactly. Trying to explain, like, yeah, if you wanted to actually, like, talk to people, you had to put it in all these different codes and they were to respond in code. Yeah. That's not how it goes anymore.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That is a good one.
And also, I drink from the hose. So the same thing you were talking about with, like, the payphone. Drinking from or being outside, drinking from the hose. There's no way any kid is drinking from a hose anymore.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. My two-year-old drinks from the hose
gross.
All the time.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he's a two. He doesn't know any better. But,
right.
I mean,
but like, you're outside playing. You're thirsty. There's nothing else. You go. You turn on the hose. You drink from the hose. And then you're good. Yeah.
All right. That's what you need to know. Presented by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. Our friend Allie Clifton from Spectrum Sports. She is the host of, they're one of the hosts of the Road Trippin' podcast. You can catch her, our buddy Richard Jefferson, who just texted me after I sent him a text 7 hours ago. I will respond to him in 7 hours myself now because that's just how petty I am. I hear Allie laughing because she understands my plight. Of course, Channing Frye is part of the podcast. And they had LeBron on yesterday, and you can catch it at 8 o'clock tonight on Spectrum. So, Allie, first, thank you for joining us. Hope you and the family are doing great. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And I'm sorry that you have to work with Richard Jefferson.
George and LV, exactly. Thank you so much for having me, first and foremost. However, with that said, right before you guys called me, Richard called me and said, what are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm about to hop on ESPN Radio with George. He goes, oh, he hit me up, but I haven't texted him back yet. And so as I was getting ready to get off the phone to join you, he said, oh, I'm going to text George back.
Well, thanks. I'm glad that you helped remind him because I literally sent him the text at like 10 in the morning.
Serious. It's standard. This is I'm all about being a team player. But when it comes to Richard and Channing, boy, do they make me work.
I am going to text Richard right now and be like, bruh, did you just blow us off? That is terrible.
Obviously, you have to do that because he literally, he'll die. He'll die because he's like, I want to join him. I'm like, dude, you got to respond to people. You got to let him know.
So he wrote me back just now. He said, hey, bud, do you have any slots tomorrow?
Oh, hey.
Yes, RJ, we do. Yes, we do.
I'm going to call, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call him RJ the entire interview because I know he hates that.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah.
That's a great punishment.
Yeah. So, Allie, the Road Trippin' Podcast, people can subscribe, download, rate, review, all that great stuff. And, of course, watch it, the video version of it on Spectrum tonight, 8 o'clock. You had LeBron James on your podcast. You covered LeBron James for a number of years, going back to your Cleveland days. How relaxed did he seem to you? Because in the clips I've seen, that is as relaxed a LeBron as I've ever seen.
Can I just say it gets better. the beautiful part about this, and look, I have to give a shout out as well to Dwayne Wade. Both guys in the last week have joined us, and we have filmed over 2 hours of content. It's been such an awesome time just sitting down and seeing that exact side. A very relaxed, laid back, two guys that have a lot of stories to share. And a lot of things that they just want to talk about, and they do it in such an open, honest, and really fun way. And specifically to LeBron and these two episodes, you know, there was so much that has happened, as we all know, over the course of this year, but also just in terms of the NBA and over the last couple months, and to have an opportunity to sit down with him for the first time, you know, on Spectrum. With the Road Trippin' Podcast since winning a title and all that has transpired since, you know, the bubble and that experience, and to see how he kind of digested it all. It was awesome. And, you know, tonight a lot of the conversation is about the bubble. There are some ways in which he described what the bubble was like that I hadn't heard. There were some conversations, you know, I, for one, wanted to talk to him about the meeting, even again, because it was a historic moment inside of such history for all of us. But just to get his candid take on it, you know, and I mentioned tonight in the episode with him, the one narrative that comes out of that meeting and those 2 hours as a league is that LeBron James got up and walked out, you know, and I wanted to know from him after, you know, months had passed, why? And he was open and honest about it. He talked about, you know, the purpose and the plan and more than a vote. They're not done with that. He dives into, as we've all, you know, changing gears, his tequila that we've all seen kind of come to fruition. And so much more. The team, the season, the off time right now. He's only touched a basketball twice, if you can believe it. So it's pretty crazy. But it was a really good hour, and of course another hour next week. It's awesome.
You know, one of the things that I have really been enjoying watching from LeBron over these last 4 to 5 seasons is his willingness to be very forthright in terms of where he feels his place is in the game today, as well as historically. Did you guys revisit any of those other conversations about his place in the game? Because we heard about Give Me My Damn Respect the night they won a championship. He was very, very quick to point out that, you know, Marc Gasol won the Defensive Player of the Year award in 2013.
It was his award.
So we know that he keeps up with all this stuff. Was he as forthright about, you know, disrespect and things of that nature in the conversations you have with him?
I will say, as good as, you know, the whole entire thing was awesome. As good as tonight will be, and how important it is to get these messages and continue to hit home what you'll hear tonight. Next week's episode touches on when he referred to himself as the greatest of all time after winning the 2016 title, which he addressed on his show, The Shop. I ask him that very question. LZ, you said on the mic after winning your fourth title that you needed damn respect on your name. Why? He addresses that. There are some peers of his in the league now who, as we all know, have made comments and have said things, and he addresses that as well. He addresses, you know, the team across the hallway, the Clippers, and his honest reaction still to this day, with the utmost respect for Denver, that the Lakers did not face the Clippers in the conference finals. It is an interview. It is a couple of hours that I truly feel like we allowed him and to your point, asked him these questions, asked him if he would address them, and he did.
Allie Clifton, Spectrum Sports. Of course, check it out. There's two parts to it. with LeBron, the Road Tripping podcast. You can download, subscribe, rate, and review. And, of course, watch it on Spectrum Sports tonight, Tuesday night, 8 o'clock on Spectrum. Real quick, before we I do want to ask you something off the wall, because I know that you're so bad at pop culture, and LZ doesn't understand how bad you are at pop culture.
I want
to illustrate this for him a little later. But the Christmas schedule is out, Lakers and Mavs. What did you make of it? What did you make of the Lakers' opponent being the Dallas Mavericks?
I'm sorry. I have to keep harping on it and hitting on it because LeBron has an incredible never told before story about Nike LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Oh, that, okay.
When I saw the schedule today, just about an hour or so ago, as you mentioned, the Christmas schedule, I reached out to our editor and I said, we need this clipped off that ASAP because I think it's incredible. I'm excited about it. Of course, we all have, I think, grown to love and see the type of player that Luka has become and will continue to be. I was like, kind of like, ooh, the Mavericks. I think I sent that to, you know, my guy Geeter, and I was like, the Mavericks, eh? I didn't see that one coming, but I think it's awesome. George, I just texted you the other day. As wild as it seems that the league is starting up again, I cannot wait for it to get here and releasing that little bit
really?
Of the schedule. Yeah, let's get it
really?
Going.
I need a break.
LZ, Allie is a baller, man. She played college basketball.
I'm not questioning her balling, you know, at all. I'm just saying I personally just needed a little bit of a break so that I can have more time to smack talk people. and I don't feel as if we got an ample amount of time in our offseason to go at people like going, oh, you said the Clippers are going to win. Oh, you said this or you said that. Like, we got no time to do all of that because as soon as we won a championship, it was about the draft and free agency, and now we're starting up again with training camp. When are we supposed to talk junk?
I used to think we had way too much time.
Oh, no. I mean, every single time. I need to take you with me where I get my hair done. Because where I get my hair done, there is plenty of time to get it all in, starting way back in 1979 when Magic won the NCAA, all the way up to 2020.
LZ, I think we just stumbled on something. I think that is a true road trippin'.
There you
episode.
Go. There it is. Post-COVID,
yes,
it it's a done deal. We'll make it happen. So, Allie, we were doing this earlier, and I'll ask you this, and this isn't even pop culture, so this should be easy, even for you, who's not good at pop culture. What is something from your childhood that you would relate to a young person right now that they would not understand?
George.
Without revealing your age, obviously.
Wait, say this again?
Okay, so take me back to your childhood, okay? And find me something that you could, that's from your childhood, from that era, okay? And you would have a hard time explaining that to a young person today. You're so bad at this stuff.
This is me actually kind of exposing myself, but I welcome it and embrace it. I am a tomboy, tom girl at heart. So I used to walk around with the thing that was on Home Alone. See, I can't even explain it myself. The little Talkman thing.
Like the
that he
Walkman?
Talked into the little recorder. The what?
Like a Walkman?
You know, on Home Alone, when he had that little recorder and he recorded his voice.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying the thing that amplified his voice and made his voice different.
Yeah, that thing. There we go. I can't even explain it to you, let alone a child of today's generation. I had that thing, though.
So you would just make your voice different, really?
I have seen. Huh?
You would make your voice different just to, like, mess with people? Like, that was what you were doing in Ohio as a child?
1,000%. That's why I don't watch movies. That's why I know nothing about pop culture, because I was just walking around the neighborhood changing my voice. You can thank my parents.
You're a crazy person.
I needed that thing, and I got it as a Christmas gift.
Oh, that's fantastic. I almost cursed there. I almost said that's bleeping funny, but I literally
You're
almost
welcome.
Cursed. That's how comfortable I am talking to you, Allie Clifton. Allie Clifton, Spectrum Sports, used to change her voice as a child, so now when you watch her on Spectrum Sports, you can envision that
All
Home Alone 2
about.
that contraption on Home Alone 2 that Macaulay Culkin used to use every time she's doing her Laker highlights with Geeter and company and James Worthy. Allie, thank you so much for joining us. We have to do it again soon.
Thanks for having me, and please do not let Richard Jefferson come on your show. I appreciate you.
I'm gonna bargain with him. I'm gonna bargain with him. We'll see what's coming on. Or we may just bring him on just to give him grief. Yeah. So
exactly.
He deserves grief, clearly.
Gotta continue to put road tripping.
Will do. By the way, again, one more time, download, subscribe, review Road Trippin' on the podcast audio version, and make sure you check it out tonight, 8 o'clock on Spectrum Sports. Thanks, Allie.
You guys are the best. Thanks.
See ya.
Thank you.
There she is, Allie Clifton. All right, LZ, you and I have to take a break, and I'll tell you this. We were just talking to Allie, who's awesome. You know what else is awesome?
You?
The fact that Giannis has left the door open, and that door may be purple and gold.
Oh, I'll tell you about that. That is awesome, too. That is awesome, too.
I'll tell you about that in 4 minutes.